What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
All right, on today's instalment of What's Cooking, we have Yaya in the studio with us. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Am I What's Cooking?
You are What's Cooking. We're frying you up right now.
I didn't know that's what this segment was called, and I was like, oh my gosh, are we going to cook?
Like, it smells like Yaya.
I smell good. Someone told me I smell great. So friggin' get a whiff later. I smell wonderful. I better.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Yaya. Thanks for having me.
No worries. You've lost your voice a bit. You've been partying last night. Yeah?
Here's the thing. When you frit again, you frit again and again and again. You don't hold back. I didn't go to Laneway.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I felt like I was making up for a year. And even last night while I was like, I've got to go to an interview tomorrow. And yet I think it's giving me the Phoebe like husky voice situation.
Yeah.
I was singing outside. I was like, honestly, smash.
Yeah.
It's sounding good. So.
Yeah. It sounds like you've smoked about 50 cigarettes before you've come
here. Couple of cartons. Nothing
couple
big.
Couple of cartons. Nothing major. Nothing major. So how's it been going? How's the music life?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's fun. I feel, I moved back after, we chatted a little bit before, living overseas for 15 years. Came back because COVID was super awks and expected to be back here for a few months and then head back to LA.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up really making some great music connections here.
Amazing.
So I was like, why would I run away from that when I feel so much support? And also I then started getting New Zealand On Air funding.
Yeah.
So I'm like, show me the money.
A bit of money, yeah. Good.
Which as a creative is the biggest discouragement in this industry, you know what I mean?
Like, you're getting money.
Getting money. Oh, sorry, is that the opposite? You know, I'm tired. No, it's the biggest thing issue,
yes.
I would say.
Oh, okay, yes.
That you're like the 10 grand discouraged you. No, it was just, it's discouraging being in an industry where you don't feel like you are fully supported because you're doing your own thing.
Mm.
Like, unless you're that tiny little 1% who's signed to a label or a publisher as a songwriter, it's a mission and a half.
Mm.
So I started getting funding, thank you, baby Jesus, and was just so grateful to be here and working with amazing producers and putting out music videos and doing what I love. It's just been going really, really, really good. So I'm like, why would I run away to LA to be like, oh, I live in LA again?
Yeah.
When the opportunity for me is here right now. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm happy to be home.
And how long have you been doing music for? Like, how long has that been a thing in your life for? Since quite young or?
Yeah, really, really young. I'm a church gal. So I was singing in church when I was like 5, you know?
Gospel style. Maybe. No.
I just like flashback and I'm like, no, I was singing Silent Night, like white as like at my dad's church. Silent. When I was like 5, because my dad was a pastor and so I'm standing at the front and there is no choir, it's me.
Mm.
Got my real name's Holly, not Yaya, guys, sorry. So I'd be like, Holly, go and, you know, entertain everyone. I was like, bet. I loved it. I loved the limelight from when I was little. And then piano lessons, guitar lessons, Rockquest, because I'm from Te Awamutu, went to Waikato Daiya, joined Rockquest, and really ended up falling in love with music and writing songs, and then obviously being in London and LA, having that fueled, just made me think I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Now you've selected a few songs for us to listen to.
Ooh.
What should we jump into first, do you think?
I'm feeling Johnny. There's a friend of mine, Johnny Yukon, that I met in LA, one of the most amazing artists ever. So low-key, people won't know who he is in New Zealand. But this is his new song right now that came out last Friday.
Sweet, let's hit it.
Just pipe down. I need it right now, man. I need it right now, man. I need it to the money, yeah. Get to the money, get.
That is Johnny Yukon with his track Right Now. If you're just tuning in, we've got Yaya in the studio chatting to us, selecting a few songs for us, and yeah. just hanging out.
Just hanging, you know. Yeah. What day is it? Wednesday.
Oh. Essentially a Thursday because it's Good Friday on Friday. So
I see what you did. And you know what? At work I have Thursdays off, so I'm off work now.
Hell
for
yeah.
a while.
For a while, not till you know? Tuesday.
Here's the thing. I work Mondays in my contract.
Ah.
That's okay.
Holiday pay.
Time and a half and an alt day.
Nice.
So I'll take it.
Hell yeah. What's your day job? What do you do for a day job?
I love it. It's going like a little promo. I work at My Food Bag.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Nadia Lim.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar
with
her.
She's amazing. Yeah, I just answer calls and chat to Karens.
Yeah, nice.
I'm like, soz Karen, your carrot was missing. End of the world.
Yeah.
Let's credit you.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then they're like, thanks. I'm like, all good. I got you.
I can
you.
Totally imagine that. Imagine so you get a lot of those calls.
It's a lot. Yeah. Like you have to kind of sometimes just brush your shoulders up and be like, it's not a personal attack.
Mm.
It's okay. Mm. It's gonna be okay. But it's a Karen job.
Hell yeah.
But it's all good.
But perfect for you because you're nice and outspoken.
I am. Yeah. I mean, I said today I was the personality hire.
Personality for hire.
I do my work, but I have a giggle along the way. I just started doing squats with my headphones to Fred again in the middle of the office. People were like, are you good? I couldn't hear them. I was like, I'm working out. Sorry. I've got to get ready for Europe. Sorry.
Big time.
Good times.
And so would you say you got plenty of time in your day to sort of work on your music? Is that what you spend your outside of work hours doing?
Yeah. I'll be on my lunch break, like calling my manager, like lining stuff up, whether that's gigs. He's amazing. Shout out Jaden. I love you. Organizing gigs, organizing trips, organizing songwriting camps and like releases, artwork. So I'm basically a multitasking queen because I'll be at work and then be like, okay, I'll get my 10 minute or half an hour break.
Yeah.
Jump on calls. Message someone, confirm things. I am what one would call a organized creative.
Yep.
So I am very, very highly creative in that space of writing songs and play instruments and whatnot.
Great.
But I'm organized.
Yeah.
So
fantastic.
Like I have to.
You're a full package.
I'm everything and more. Yeah. I have to literally like pull myself back from not managing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jaden is so funny. He's like, I'll message him just a reminder. He's like, yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
I'm like. Oh, he's like, because that's my job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been so used to looking after myself for a very long time. I haven't even been managed for not even 2 years.
Wow.
So for a very long time, I've been hustling. So I'm used to that. It's in me.
Mm.
So yeah, it's good to let go and let someone else lift the heavy work. So answer your question, work 4 days a week and then Thursday I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
And do a full day there, whether that's...
Is this your own studio that you have?
Oh, I wish. Where's the money for that coming from?
NZ On Air, no.
Shout out NZ On Air. No, two producers. I work with Will Henderson and Joel Jones, main producers. They have home studios.
Oh, nice. Mm. Wicked.
So just pop to theirs for the day and finish songs and final vocals. But I try and be productive with that day.
Mm.
And if it's like a half day in the studio, I'm in the morning trying to do something music related or confirm single covers or I don't know, you know, just try and make sure it's pouring into that. I find it hard to rest.
Yeah.
I'm very naughty. My dad hates it. He has the phrase, Holly, you burn the candle at both ends. He's so deep. He's so wise.
Mm, yeah, dads are like that.
Which is what I do socially and music. It's both. And he's like, you got to come up for air at some point. And I'm like, do I? Because sleep when you're dead. That's my motto. He's like, it's not healthy. So, yeah, I've just obviously got a big personality. So, yes, a mixture of everything, but trying to balance it all.
Hell yeah. Now we got some other songs that we can share with the audience.
That we can dabble in.
Dabble in.
That we can dabble in.
That we can dabble in. That's right. I was like, is that a song that
you're like, it's not on the list, Yaya. What are you doing to me?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I need a bit more energy.
Yeah.
Should we just jump to Fred? Because I was there last night.
You were there last night and you had a great time.
I had the best time.
And we can hear it in your voice. All right. This is Stay In It, Fred Again. I know you. Realize every moment won't be perfect, but I do. Enjoy all the mistakes that I made with you. With you. You do, you do, you do. You've got a life. You've got a life. You've got a life. Stay in. You've got a life. You've got a life. You've got a life. Stay in me. Yaya was there last night. She was showing me a few videos of the production, taking a few notes.
Taking a few notes, yeah. Like here's the thing, manifesting arenas at some point. So you've got to do your research.
Yeah, of course.
More, I went to see him, but yeah, selfishly, I'm taking notes.
Yeah,
I'm,
big time.
I'm taking down tips of your lighting structure.
Yeah, yeah. Your lighting notes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you've been doing a few shows this summer. You you're saying you went to Sound Splash.
Yep.
Did Meat Stock. How was that?
Bro, it's like a barbecue meat festival.
Oh my God, amazing.
Like, but honestly, yum. Yep. Like, love barbecued meats. Who doesn't?
Oh, I love barbecue.
So it was like, it's huge in Australia, right? I think it's got like 500,000 followers, just like this meat stock community.
What's your favorite piece of meat? Like, I mean, I like a good ribs or something, you know?
Oh, yes. I've had in Nashua, I had deep fried smoked ribs. That was life changing.
Nice and tender.
Oh, yeah. Off the bone.
Yeah.
I do love like a pork belly situation.
That's quite nice.
And I like a roast pork. I used to have that on my birthday with like full like crackling.
Nice.
It has to be salted right in this whole situation.
And it can't be, the crackling can't be too hard either.
Yeah, because
break your teeth.
Straight to the dentist.
Yeah.
So that's not a vibe as well. Mum cooked it right. We're good.
And you do you have any shows coming up?
Not at the future? Moment. There's something that's going to be announced soon.
Sweet. So keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out. But yeah, I'm just working on finishing songs at the moment and making sure what I'm presenting is just to the highest caliber. And I don't want to rush that, only because I just had an EP come out in November.
Yeah.
So that was 5 songs. And I had a remix of one of the songs in Jan and just had a song come out last week.
Yeah.
I'd love to do an album and kind of do like a project of work at some point, but just trying to be smart with not birthing things too early.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in a really yummy creative stage now that I want to sit in that a bit more. But yeah, there are releases coming and definitely shows, but yeah, secret squirrel at the moment.
Yeah. Now, being a self-proclaimed organized creative, is there sort of a, do you have like a formula for making music? Are you, you know, got things that you do every time before you make a song, or does it switch up, would you say?
Ooh, yeah, I have got a probably a general little cheeky formula. You're getting all my secrets out of me today.
This is what we do at BFM.
What's happening?
Spread the success.
Yeah. I will share. So before a session with a producer, especially the two main ones I work with, my boys, my brothers, Joel and Will, I will send them a reference track. So I'll be jamming something and they'll be like, oh, hell yeah, yeah, let's do it. So I'll come into the room knowing they've probably got the bones or structure of something that I'm going to like. So that saves a lot of time, you know? Like if I'm working 4 days a week, I want to go in and maybe we only have 5 hours together.
Right.
I want to get a yummy demo out of this.
Of course.
So I go in and I'm vibing, or I'll be like, oh, I love that synth line louder. Don't like those chords, da-da, tweak, tweak, tweak. And then I've usually probably come in with a concept already, because it'll be something relatable happening in my life, and I've probably been lying in bed writing on my notes app, like lyrics. It's usually quite disjointed and just like a flow of consciousness of what I'm going through. It's like journaling for me.
Yeah. Do you and just do that on, like, on the bus or on the, you know,
what's
train?
What's a bus? I freaking drive a Toyota Blade. I'm bawling.
Thanks,
actually. Yeah. Gosh, the plugs. Teresa, who runs New Zealand, is, I love you. Literally, I do love you. I love you too, Jeff. Anyway, I did ride the bus in London, though, and I did do that. I didn't drive for 10 years there. So,
yeah.
No, it's usually when I'm in bed, just like winding down for the day, and that's when my brain gets to go. So yeah, come into a session, have those lyrics, and then Mama has a little hum on the microphone. I'm a little bit of a scat gal, so I try and encourage when I work with other artists, because I write for other people, like just jump up and scat and see what comes out of your gut, like see what naturally comes out, because usually that's what's banging. You
true,
know?
Yeah.
And even if it's like they play the song there and I'll scat it with lyrics in front of me, I'll find my way through a melody. You know, I'll find it quite quickly. I wrote in LA for quite a few years, strictly for other artists and not for me. Yeah. So I built up a very kind of quick way of doing things, I guess. And I've honed my craft to know I can get something good and probably a couple of scats.
Yeah.
And then we piece it together melodically and then pick the good stuff. And then we just slot it in from there.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's quite a quick process.
When you're in, obviously you lived in LA for a little bit.
Do you mean Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. How do you, because obviously a lot of people go there for to get into the scene, I guess. How did you sort of get into the scene, you know? Who do you got to meet? Who do you got to meet to be there?
Who you got to DM up in here?
Yeah. Or you just be around and eventually it.
It's a mixture of both, to be honest. I was living in London. I studied music there, released an EP there, had a show off Oxford Street, you know, was organizing my own stuff. It was going well, but I didn't feel like I was in like my really niche of the music I wanted to write. Felt very much called to go, drawn to LA, and got there, and I was just very, very lucky. One of my friends I knew from London had moved to LA.
Yeah.
And she had a manager. So she, when I first went there for 3 months, I went for Coachella. Nice. Literally, and was like, I'll just stay and like see what happens. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was like, literally, sure, it'll be like a movie. I'll just float around.
Yeah.
But I caught up with her, and she's like, I'm managed now as a songwriter. If you want me to send your EP to her, then I can do that for you. Long story short, I came back for my next trip. The manager loved the EP, chucked me into songwriting sessions 3 to 5 a week.
Wow.
Working with potential like up and coming artists, writing on songs that might be sync songs for film or TV.
Yeah.
Mixture of everything. And that's how I built my community.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I was going to a really, really creative church and I was singing on like our worship team.
Yeah.
And some of those people now are touring the world, you know, with the Jonas Brothers and with Lainey and with Dua Lipa, you know. So that was our little hub of like being in church, like jamming.
Yeah.
And outside of that, we just like doing music together and have always continued to support and be each other's cheerleaders. So the contacts that I made were very organic.
Yeah.
So it was, I would never really be someone that would put myself into like trying too hard to do that. You can sense that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
with anything in life, when meeting someone, if you feel like someone's there to get something from you, that's a bit of an egg.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an egg.
Big time.
And I would say that in New Zealand music industry as well. Just be yourself and
get yourself out there and
Have some chats, have some conversations and be bold in what you want, but also be about getting to know the people first. I'm all about relationships. So
Yeah.
Amazing. I just went really deep into like a podcast.
That was quite podcasty, wasn't it? Now you got a new song out, Run, which we will play. Is this just a single?
Yes. It's not just a single.
No, it is the single. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just being a dick. It's the first like song for like the new era of Yaya.
Right.
So had my EP come out, Seven Lovers, very emo, very sad about a boy's situationship, like cool, let's just vent about it and be a bit sad. Like literally one of the songs in the EP is called Sad Girl, like perfect.
Perfect,
and then there's a song about coming back to yourself and self-love. There's a ballad on there. This one is like the next step for that. And musically it is, for me, another level. And everything about it melodically as well. I don't know. It's just my favorite freaking song because it talks about now me being open for love and for meeting someone and not running away from it, which is I've waited a long time to be in that place. So I'm really excited about it.
Great. And you can write about it and listen to it about
exactly. And everyone else gets to, which is quite cute.
Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us.
Of course.
Hell yeah. Enjoy the rest of your Karen's Missing the Carrots.
I can't wait.
Yeah. This is Run by Yaya. You're on BFM.
Crash my car, ignoring all the speed signs. Talking to a stranger, it's the same again. I wasn't meant to be here after midnight, but I guess I'm gonna go with it.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.